This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Violence has erupted in Syria between government forces and loyalists to the ousted regime of President Bashar al-Assad. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said early today that more than 1,000 people have been killed in the last 4 days. For more on this, we are joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Aaron David Miller, senior fellow at the Carnegie Endowment and former State Department Middle East analyst and negotiator. Always good to talk with you. Give us a little sketch here. Who are the players on both sides here?
Well, you've got the Syrian government headed by the new president, interim, Ahmed Asharo, formerly a proponent of al-Qaeda's philosophy, but has moderated both in his governing style and, frankly, everything that he's said since December or January. You've got Kurds in the northeast. You've got Druze in the south. You've got a highly decentralized Syrian polity and the government's efforts to sort of coordinate and assert control are clearly not succeeding. And you have one more ingredient which demonstrated itself with a terrifying clarity over the last 24 to 48 hours. Those are pro-Assad regime insurgents that have been building since the end of the Assad regime. And attacked government security forces, killing as many as 50. That was responded to by not just by the government, the Ministry of Defense, Ministry of Interior, but by any number of civilians with weapons. Alawis, Sunnis who went after the Alawis, which is the predominant 10-15% of the Syrian public, and supporters of the former Assad regime on the coast. So, terrible sectarian violence. Hard to put it back in the box. Shah has appointed a committee. The other minorities, the Druze, the Christians, are calling for calm. But this is going to be a central challenge going forward.
Mm. So what exactly was expected after al-Assad's ouster?
I mean, there are those, I guess I'm not sure I'd put myself among them, that looked at what Shah was doing and thought this is really quite remarkable. You had minimum revenge killings, minimum sectarian violence over the last several months. You had an effort on the part of the new Syrian government, which, let's be clear, is highly centralized. You don't have elections. You don't have an interim government by choice. You have an appointed government with Ahmed Shara at its head that maybe Syria could avoid the fate of almost every other Arab authoritarian when they were overthrown, whether it was Libya, whether it was Yemen, whether it was Tunisia. Syria, people hope, would be the exception. There's still a possibility of that. But the challenges that this government faces, the economy is virtually bankrupt. The U.S. has imposed sanctions. HTS, which was the organization that Shara held, now disbanded, is still classified as terrorist organization, no material benefits, no direct contacts. it's going to be a very heavy lift. Turks are playing a central role. The Saudis are as well. This was terrible news and simply reinforces concerns that Syria is headed for more sectarian violence and more fracture.
I wonder if there's any buyer's remorse out of the ouster of al-Assad. We remember back the ouster of Saddam Hussein, and it ended up being the devil you knew versus the devil you didn't know. Do you see similarities here?
You know, I really don't. Among the 10% less probably of Assad supporters, sure, there's buyer's remorse. I mean, they benefit from the regime, both politically and economically. But this was a monstrous regime, which forced the expulsions of millions of Syrian citizens, tortured and imprisoned hundreds of thousands in the most brutal, brutal fashion. So I don't think there's buyer's remorse. I think the reality is beginning to dawn, though, that putting Humpty Dumpty back together again and creating good governance, security for Syria's 20 million people is going to be an extremely difficult lift. And U.S. has sanctions. I suppose they were wise to some degree to keep them in place in order to test the intentions of the new regime. But again, it's going to be very, very difficult because every other Arab authoritarian that had been overthrown, you had the results were either state failure or more repression. There was hope, again, as I mentioned, that Syria could be the exception. Maybe it will, but it's going to take a long time and an enormous amount of effort to test that proposition.
All right. Thank you. Aaron David Miller, senior fellow at the Carnegie Endowment, former State Department Middle East analyst and negotiator.